This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The USDA has finished compiling the final trade data for December 2024 and for the entire year of ag trade. We will hear more from USDA economist James Kaufman next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
USDA has finished compiling the final trade data for December 2024 and the entire year of ag trade. Here is USDA economist James Kaufman with more on the final numbers.
The 2024 calendar year ag exports, $176 billion, which is 1% over 2023. Ag imports for the full year were $213 billion, which is 9% above 2023.
The data points to a growing ag trade imbalance.
Imports exceeded exports by $21 billion in 2023. That gap has grown to $37 billion in 2024.
Kaufman expands on month-over-month ag trade data for December.
December ag exports were at $16.2 billion, which is 4% above the previous December. And December ag imports were $18.3 billion, or 17% over last December.
He also discusses year-over-year comparisons of ag exports by commodity for the past year's trade.
In 2024, export values grew 1% over 2023. Growth was most significant in horticultural products, especially tree nuts, but also vegetables and fruits. Tree nuts were up 11%, especially due to almonds. 2024 export values of grains and feeds grew 2% over 2023 to $39.3 billion, which was led by rice and corn. Rice was up 19%. And corn was up 6%. Red meat values also grew 5% to $20.4 billion, largely on higher prices. Ethanol value was up 13%, driven largely by increased volumes. Conversely, soybean export values fell 12% to $24.5 billion.
That was USDA economist James Kaufman. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.